The Tennessee General Assembly was not in session last week, but they were still handed what might be the biggest batch of state legislation this year. Governor Bill Haslam rolled out his long-awaited plan to fund a backlog of road construction. As expected, it includes a 7 cent per gallon gas tax increase. Here to discuss the governor's plan and its early opposition is longtime Capitol reporter Tom Humphrey, now of the Tennessee Journal. Hi, Tom.
Good morning.
Well, so Governor Haslam faced some pretty immediate pushback from this plan, but polling throughout the state shows strong support for a gas tax increase. So who do you see as opposing this?
Well, I suppose that announced opposition, of course, has come from groups like Americans for Prosperity, which is a fairly formidable conservative organization. I've noticed that some of the more conservative blogs in Tennessee have come out against it. And looking through news notes, legislators who are having town hall meetings and that sort of thing are running into a lot of criticism. And I'd say a whole lot more legislators who are kind of sitting on the fence to see how things fall into place over the weeks ahead.
Well, so, and have you seen mainly the arguments fall along the lines of what Americans for Prosperity first put out there, which is, hey, we have a state budget surplus, so why do we need to raise taxes?
Indeed, there is a big surplus there, about $1 billion in one-time money that could be spent in the next budget year, and close to $900 million in recurring revenue. On the flip side, the highway fund is running short of money. So the governor's presenting this as a tax swap type of proposition to try and sell it to more legislators. He suggests that we lower some taxes on businesses, take a bigger step on cutting the hall income tax on investment income, and cutting tax on grocery food.
When it comes to the folks who are opposing this, and you mentioned some voters coming out in opposition to it, do you see this mainly from people who are just any kind of tax increase at all?
There is a general anti-tax sentiment among many legislators, especially the Republicans, have signed a pledge never to vote for a tax increase. Maybe they could vote for a tax swap. That is the argument being presented at any rate.
So in the end, Governor Haslam cannot pass this himself. He needs the support of both houses. Do you believe that he has that right now or can get it?
I think if you held a vote today, it would flop dramatically. I think by the time they have sorted through it, the governor does his lobbying. The business community, which is generally supportive, does its lobbying. Something will pass, but it may bear only passing resemblance to what the governor has laid out for us at the start here.
Well, thank you so much for your insight, Tom.
Thank you for having me.
Tom Humphrey covers state government for the Tennessee Journal, and his blog, Humphrey on the Hill, is a must-read for state politics. WPLN's Chas Sisk will rejoin us next week when he returns from Washington.